Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's helping me understand the vast canvas that is Oceania, the islands, some independent, some part of the U.S., some under the protection of the U.S., some sovereign, some connected with France or Australia or the United Kingdom. But the PLA is pressing its advantages wherever it can find it. And now we go to the Federated States of Micronesia. Former President Panuelo has updated everyone on what he believes to be Chinese malign activity in the FSM. This is an interview done by a Foundation for the Defense of Democracy visiting adjunct fellow Richard Clark. Cleo, what I learn is that there's been a Chinese research vessel entering the waters of the FSM without permission. How does that connect to former President Panuelo's doubts about what China's doing and what the present government is doing about it?
When he was still president in March 2023, he wrote a letter that's become widely cited where he described the Chinese research vessels going up and down the undersea cables, which are used for, of course, sensitive communications, as well as other forms of just general email and things like that. And this is clearly continuing. To deal with that kind of a threat, he set up, when he was president, two organizations within his government, a cyber and intelligence bureau, which would look at things like this, and an information intelligence service, which would help him get intelligence from allies to better understand his security environment, his country's security environment, because they don't have the ability to monitor what's going on in their waters, but allies do. So it created a node which this information could be shared with FSM, and then the FSM could do something about it. He could tell his governors and others what was going on, and they could be more aware and be in better position to defend themselves. He lost his re-election bid, and a new government has come in. And one of the first actions of that new government was to dismantle its own information and intelligence service, meaning that it doesn't even want to know what's going on in its own security environment. This is something that only benefits Beijing. It doesn't benefit the people of FSM. It certainly does benefit the government. It doesn't benefit allies, anybody who wants openness, transparency, and fundamental security in the region. So that's one of the things this new interview came out September 6th is summarizing some of these changes since the last letter. And not a lot of it is encouraging, which just means we need to keep a very close eye, because this is a key component of the U.S. defense architecture in the Western Pacific.
Yes, the Federated States of Micronesia. I go to my map and I recommend to everyone, you find Hawaii, Oahu, and the U.S. Navy's base in World War II. Go directly west. You pass through the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, Palau, onto the Philippines. That's the corridor of freedom that Cleo has taught me these many months. Interrupt that, and you interrupt the U.S. Navy's ability to resupply and to sustain warfighting in East Asia, especially from the South China Sea into the Philippines. So we're looking at strategic thinking by the PRC's PLA, the Northern Marianas, north of Guam, the Federated States of Micronesia, south of Guam. So you're pancaking Guam, the major naval base out there. Again, the puzzle here is, if you can see this, Cleo, very carefully, and you, even I can see it on your map, does the U.S. government, does the U.S. Navy see this influence operation as preparing the ground for armed conflict?
Yeah, I think that the Department of Defense certainly understands it, and you're seeing more buildup. I mean, these are places where so many Americans died. You know, the Battle of Saipan, the taking of Mount Tapachao. I mean, these are seared into the soul of the Marines and the other branches as well. I mean, you know, FSM is the Battle of Truk. You know, so they certainly know it. The challenge is that there are two different battlefields. There's a kinetic battlefield where you figure out, you know, where you're going to put your people and your provisions and your weapons and all that sort of stuff. And then there's the political warfare battlefield, which is where you gain control over the politics and the economy of a country. And so the Department of Defense is, you know, constrained to thinking kinetically. Whereas the real battlefield is this political warfare battlefield. So there's a picture that summarizes this for me, which is when you stand on the top of Mount Tapachao in the middle of Saipan, you can see three very large U.S. military ships, which are full of provisions, which are required in case of humanitarian assistance or disaster recovery or warfare. They've got everything you need. They've got food, generators, tanks, weapons, everything. And they can leave at a moment's notice. And they're anchored off of Saipan. But right in the heart of Saipan, you have this Chinese casino, which is, you know, distorting the entire economy and politics of Saipan, of CNMI. So that, to me, summarizes these two very mismatched battlefields. And if you're going to deal with the battlefield that we're actually fighting on now, this political warfare battlefield, you know, you're going to need the kinetic stuff, but you also need the forensic accountants, the FBI agents, the district attorneys, the special prosecutors. You need to fight that corruption, that third strand of that Chinese influence operations, to weaken the other two strands, the commercial and the strategic. So defense is, it knows it and is really ramping up, but it's not necessarily the full weapon that is needed to defend against the sort of political warfare attack that the PRC is launching.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, and the story of the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas, U.S. territory, and the Federated States of Micronesia in a relationship where the U.S. provides defense. I'm John Batten.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.